Hi, and welcome to the October 14th edition of Three Sides of the Coin, bite-sized episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. October 14th, 1975. On this day, Kiss released the single Rock and Roll All Night from their Alive album. The studio version had been released a few months earlier and would stall on the charts at number 68. However, the live version would reach number 12 on the charts and would become Kiss's first hit. The Rock and Roll National Anthem would of course become Kiss's signature song. October 14th, 1977. Kiss Alive 2 is released. The album contains live versions of songs from Destroyer, Rock and Roll Over, and Love Gun, plus five new studio songs. Many feel the back cover of Gene Simmons is his ultimate picture. In other rock and roll news, October 14th, 1985, Iron Maiden released their live album, Live After Death. The album was recorded in Long Beach, California in March. They also used tracks recorded in London in October of 1984. Also, a video was released 9 days later. October 14th, 2017. 2 years ago today, Tom Kiefer had to cancel a concert in Warrendale, Pennsylvania, after he collapsed backstage shortly before he was to go on stage to perform. Luckily, he was diagnosed to have heat exhaustion and severe dehydration. He was back on the road a few days later. And in rock and roll birthdays, October 14th, 1959. On this day, drummer A.J. Pero was born in Newark, New Jersey. He would go on to fame as the drummer in Twisted Sister, and he'd also play in Adrenaline Mob. Sadly, he would pass away in 2015. AJ would have been 60 years old today. Rest in peace, AJ. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit threesidesofthecoin.com. Follow my Facebook page, The Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn, where each and every day we talk about all of the rock and roll music that you love. And follow me on Twitter at Mike_Brunn.